in the morning revolution. Winter storm 2K2. School closings. Colleges. VRQRadio.com. Updated every hour. Time to talk to Rod Roddy. Rod Roddy, of course, from the Price is Right.
That's right.
Rach, how long have you been a Price is Right fan?
Oh, gosh. I watched it back into the 70s.
Big Rod Roddy fan?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't the original announcer guy, though, on the Price is Right. No,
Johnny Olson.
Johnny Olson, then Rod Roddy.
I used to look forward to snow days like today because I could stay home and watch the Price is Right on the couch with a blanket.
All right, it's 9:02. Morning from the revolution. Hi, Rod. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's an honor to speak with you.
Well, it's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you. This is my co-host, Rachel.
Hi, Rod.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
And the one guy on our show that actually dresses like you do, Rod, and that's Mr. Wholesome is here.
Mr. Wholesome, do you really dress in sequins?
You know, when I go out, not to work.
Listen, you'll be glad to know that I'm going to put my jackets on the rodroddy.com website.
Oh, good.
And you can get some new does.
Oh, that's cool.
Rod, how long have you been doing Price is Right?
This is my 16th year. Actually, it's my 17th year. I've been on 16 years now with Bob Barker.
That's great.
This is our 30th year special that we're talking about.
So, now that's coming up. Now, let's get all this information out. This is going to be the first time Price is Right has ever been on primetime.
No, that's not true. We did some primetime specials in 1986.
Well, Rod, I mean, it's...
we've ever been outside of the Bob Barker studio in Hollywood.
Okay, all right.
We got in six different moving vans and moved it to Las Vegas to the Harrah's Rio Hotel Samba Theater. And we had 10,000 people out there lined up for 900 tickets.
Wow.
That was chaotic. Yeah, that tickets weren't going to be handed out until 10 a.m. And they had such a big line at like a 5:30 in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning, people were lined up.
Oh, that's crazy.
1 o'clock in the morning.
What does that tell you about the show?
Trying to get 10,000 people in the Harrah's Rio Hotel in the lobby was something else.
Let's talk about a day in the life of Rod Roddy. I mean, here's a guy, you have such a well-known, recognized saying, recognized voice. Everybody knows you when they see you. Going to work must be a blast for you.
It is a blast for me. It's a real joy. It's not like going to work at all. I mean, what better way to make a living? Giving away somebody else's money and wearing sequins in the daytime.
That's right.
Let's talk, speaking of the sequins, did you, from day one on the show, did you always wear the loud clothing, or is that something that kind of evolved?
You know, I used to be fat, and when I got on the show with Bob, you know, he was a very dapper dresser, and the only thing I could buy was brown and black and gray at the Fat Man shop, and I figured this is not going to work. So I went to Hong Kong, and I got some pastel jackets, and Bob said, you know, that looks pretty good. So I went back, and this time I went to Bangkok and discovered Thai silk. And I've been going back twice a year ever since to Bangkok to make these jackets. They started out at all the Thai silk, and then I went into sequins and mylar and plastics, and, you know, I've got 600 of these jackets now.
Rod, I think we have all seen the clip a billion times. I know it's from, I don't know if it's back in the 60s or 70s, but
the tube top?
The woman that runs down and the tube top pops off. Is anything
like... that's our most famous clip, and that's going to be on the special as well if you've never seen it before.
Oh, excellent.
Now, she came on down and they came on out.
That's right, it did.
20 years ago, and people won't stop talking about it.
Nobody will stop talking about that, but has anything, since your time on the show, anything really memorable stick out in your mind that that makes you laugh or kind of outrageous for you?
Oh, there's a lot of things that happen. The thing that I remember most was a 300-pound woman, though, that was airborne. You know, she tripped and she was airborne. I figured, this is the end of her.
Oh,
wow.
She hit on her head and put on a Band-Aid and didn't finish the show.
Of all the games that you play on The Price is Right, do you have a favorite?
I love In the Bag because, you know, there's so much, you know, people can lose so much money. There's $16,000 there. Plinko is everybody's favorite game.
Love Plinko.
And we just put out a new Price is Right slot machine. I'm the host of that, by the way.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
I'm an animated character on a slot machine.
Well, you know, it's funny because especially here at the casinos, the one thing I noticed is, and it's not because they necessarily win a lot of money, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the Price is Right machines, but here, you know, people will play that, like that Wheel of Fortune, and they'll put hundreds and hundreds of dollars in just so the, you know, to wait for the wheel to go off, and if Plinko's a part of it, I would think that people are going to go...
Plinko's going to be a big hit.
All you need now is for the slot machine handle to look like that little skinny microphone Bob Barker uses.
You don't even have to have a handle on this. You just touch the screen.
Oh, that's great.
It's a touchscreen, state-of-the-art thing. It's really quite amazing. If you haven't seen it yet, do look for it.
Yeah, we look forward to those coming to Detroit.
You know, Rod, Rod. We enjoy the all-you-can-eat buffets here in Detroit, and we enjoy the slot machine, so you can count on us using them.
Well, I look forward to having you punch a bunch.
And we'll see you Thursday night, 8 to 9 o'clock, 62 CBS. Make sure we check it out. It originates, like you said,
8 p.m. in Detroit. The last time I was in Detroit, it was 45 below zero. How is it now?
It's about that right now.
Winter storm.
Winter storm, snowing, blizzard, and ice. You'll love it, Rod.
Oh, scary.
All right. Rod, Roddy, thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. And y'all, come on down. You hear?
Yeah. Rod, Roddy, everybody. Thanks, Rod.
Bye.
906, here's Kylie Minogue on D.